Congratulations, Marion. What does that victory mean to you?
What does it mean? It means my best ranking in the career from Monday for sure, and just another sign that I'm in a really good form and produced some great tennis today. Came into the match a bit, obviously a little bit of a different plan than before, and obviously these last several matches that I played against Novak have helped me to find the best team to play him. And I was really happy and also about my mental battle on the court, mental toughness, that I stayed throughout the match quite good mentally in the match, even that second set when he broke me. And obviously I felt on the court really, really good, and just it's a great time for me, as I was mentioning, this last few days, the end of the season is just getting better and better.
Is it? It's obviously a statistical hurdle because it's the first time you've beaten him in 15 matches. But is it also a mental hurdle for you to know that you belong at the very top?
I mean, I was mentioning that yesterday. Every match is a new match, and you approach it in a different way. And you know, the score stats are starting from zero, and it's a new day. And I came into the match with that, and definitely that was. It was big key, obviously, to start the match well. I made a break in the beginning. He came back, and obviously he was showing that he's into it as well. And you know, overall, I felt that the quality of the tennis and the battle was quite high.
Marin, you say every day is a new day. How does today feel?
Oh, feels good. Feels really good. So you know, hoping that I obviously to continue my good tennis and for these few more weeks of the season.
Yesterday I asked you about number one race between Novak and Andy. Now since you have won against Novak, what do you think about this race?
Still a long way to go, obviously. I guess Andy's now in a little bit better position than he was yesterday, and he just saved as well 5 set points or even more, 6 set points in the tiebreak. So for both players now, they're playing for Thomas and Andy, quite big matches tonight for him, for Thomas to qualify, I guess, for the Masters, and for Andy to step over that big hurdle. So it's quite interesting.
Your confidence level was pretty high already before this match, but finally finding a way to beat Novak, could this be the bigger boost possible for you for here, but London also, and seeing what Davis Cup coming?
Yeah, it's Novak is the only player, actually Monfi Gael I haven't beaten as well, from the top guys, okay, that I haven't beaten so far. And definitely it means a lot. It means a lot for me, for my confidence at the moment, for London, for Davis Cup, and still here. I'm still here in the tournament, and you know, producing great tennis today is great, but still I want to do it tomorrow and day after to keep going and to continue to play well.
What's the influence on this victory, your collaboration with Bjorkman?
Big influence, obviously, and but I have to also point out Ivan, the coach that is with me here, he also made a huge impact for today and for the last few months that I've been playing well. Even, you know, both of them gave me some good tactics, good plans, and also, you know, points to think about during the match. And It was really, really good, really good today, and you know, just can't be happier about that.
In 1979, after beating Jimmy Connors for the first time, Vidas Cerulaitis said, "Nobody beats Vidas Cerulaitis 16 times in a row." Was there a moment during, you know, the last after you won that you thought like, "Nobody beats Marin Cilic 15 times in a row"?
No, not at all. I mean, it's not. The time or place to say something like that. You know, it's you know, quite a serious part of the year for everyone, for Novak as well, for me too. And you know, we are both you know, great tennis players, especially him. and obviously a big respect to him as well for what he's doing for the game as well. And you know, not easy to be in that position that he's in.
Life goes on. You have John Isner tomorrow. Your thoughts about that?
Yeah, playing John. Obviously, I have a good record against him, and a little bit of a different matchup than today. It's going to be a different game. I played Evo, for example, in the beginning of the league, so that could help me. They have, let's say, quite similar game. Not too many rallies, so you know. Have to be very mentally fresh for tomorrow. Today is for sure a little bit mentally draining, you know, to have this kind of a battle, this kind of a match, and to win it. You know, tomorrow I need to get ready again. And John is playing well, especially indoors. He's got a powerful game, so just hoping that I'm going to be doing well on my service games as well, and obviously finding opportunities on his in the team. Yeah. Thank you.